Here it comes, the latest people, trends, and news on sustainable living in and around our corner of the country. Down to Earth with Mrs. Green, Spotlight on the Southwest. And now, Mrs. Green.
Welcome, everybody. You are indeed listening to Down to Earth with Mrs. Green, Spotlight on the Southwest. I'm Gina Murphy Darling, and I thank you for listening and for being a part of Mrs. Green's world. And our thanks to Russet Southwest for their sponsorship of this show and for being overall wonderful partners with Mrs. Green's world in general. We appreciate their support. And to find out more about their important work, especially their healthy homes, please visit them at russetsouthwest.com. They are our local experts here in Tucson for heating and air conditioning and for making sure that you are living in a healthy home, which is what this show is going to be about. It's a perfect segue. So for the next 30 minutes, we're going to talk about this clever title I came up with, Your Home in Sickness and in Health. And my team liked that because having a home is kind of like being married. You are married to your home. So we like that title. And joining me in studio to share with us is a real live customer of Southwest who had a sick home. Her name is Brandy Farrar, and she is the owner of Pathfinder Strategies. And joining Brandy is getting to be a regular on our show, Tim Sibley from Russet Southwest, who helped make her home healthy again. So good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Thanks so much for being here. I know, we're going to have fun. But we are the home of disruptors for good and keeping your home healthy. And even reducing the use of toxic chemicals in your home is what we believe is doing the good thing for yourself and your family and, of course, for Mother Earth. So I think that both of you know I'm totally obsessed now with indoor air quality. Like, it's become one of my magnificent obsessions. It is. It's like anytime anybody tells me they're sneezing a lot, I go, have you had your home inspected? You know, I have a headache. Did you have your home inspected? Is your ductwork sealed? So they know I'm crazy, and this just affirms it. But when I found out on a serious note that upper respiratory disease ranks third as the cause of death in Pima County, it just fed my obsession. It's just like was an affirmation that we have to take this seriously. So, Brandy, it's actually great for me to have someone that this happened to actually be in studio with us. You are a homeowner, you are a mother, you are a wife, and your home was sick. And it's frightening because how do people know if it's their home, which is part of the reason for these podcasts, is to educate people. So set the stage for us. You moved into it. Was it a new home or an old home?
No, we purchased our home about a year ago, and the home was built in the early 60s, I believe. And so, you know, we knew it was obviously older. We knew we might have some issues, but there was nothing obvious that we noticed right away. And then my daughter Jillian just started to get sick pretty often. So she would wake up almost every morning with headaches and sore throats. And she would, you know, I would joke with her and tell her she sounded like a demon because she always sounded kind of scratchy in her throat and stuff. And she's always suffered from allergies. But when we moved into the house, it just got dramatically worse. The first few months that we lived there, she ended up having an ear infection. She had several severe colds. So, you know, this poor kid, we were giving her medication all the time. You know, we were always at the doctor's office. And so we figured that something was going on.
And did you think maybe it was like the trees outside or you're in a different neighborhood? I mean, that's what I wonder. How do you get consumers to know that what's making your child sick could be the home you moved into or the home you've been living in?
Right. So that's exactly what we thought. Like, oh, wow. And there's a lot more vegetation where we are now. So we thought maybe her allergies are getting worse or maybe she's developing allergies to something else. I was very fortunate in that, you know, I know these awesome guys at Russet. And so when I started to talk to them about it, they said, I think we need to come in and do a test.
I'm obsessed. Talk to Gary Gibson and Tim Sibley.
Absolutely.
They're the magnificent obsessors.
Yes, yes.
And a lot of times very spot on, by the way.
Very much so.
So you said, hey, can you guys come and see if my home's sick?
Yeah. In fact, they basically said, we're going to come in. We're going to take care of your house. We're going to make sure your daughter's good to go. So, yeah, they came in and they did some amazing testing and they had some really cool equipment. So it was interesting for me to see that process. And they found some things that were a little, you know,
troublesome.
A little troublesome.
Yeah.
Particularly in my daughter's room. So it was like a ding, ding, ding kind of moment for me. Yeah.
It probably made you laugh because you are friends with them. It's like, you know, hit your head, hit your hand on your forehead and say, oh, it could be the house.
Yes, exactly.
Now I'm paranoid. But, you know, they, of course, we've shared this on the air, have done a thorough inspection of our home, which I thought was fine, was not. And now that they've done the remediation, as I call it, do you know how happy I am every time I go into my bathroom and that little blue light goes on and the fan goes on? That's probably too much information. It's like, oh, I'm breathing healthy air, and what's not is going to be taken out.
Right.
But there's something really good and healthy that makes you know that, I mean, air quality is everything. So you, what did you have to have done? And Tim, you might want to talk about before that, what did you find? Do you remember, you guys?
Well, we found lots of issues in the home. We found elevated carbon monoxide, elevated carbon dioxide. If you have any questions about these things, you can ask me once I go through this list here. Elevated particle counts. We found the very dirty ductwork and contaminated ductwork. Excessive duct leakage. The AC ducts were very leaky. That was a very big contributor to the contamination in the home. We found no ventilation in the home, and the list kind of goes on.
So, did you say carbon dioxide?
Yeah, so...
What's that from?
Just from the outdoor environment and just different things in the home. Basically, our home was a trap for all these contaminants. Lack of ventilation, lack of pressure management, filtration, things we've talked about on other shows.
Now, was that reflective of the time the house was built, or super sealing, or it was just a perfect storm?
Probably just a perfect storm. Every home is different depending on location, environmental things that go on in the atmosphere outside the home.
And, you know, one of my questions then becomes, skipping to the end, but we can always go back, and I know this, is that once it's fixed and you did all of these things, can't duct tape, I know it's not duct tape, I'm making a joke here, but can't the seals break? I mean, is this something that we should do? You know, you get regular checkups. Is it something that people should have on their list to get their home inspected regularly? Or do you do a really thorough job and make sure that it's going to be a while before there could be another problem?
Yeah, we do a pretty thorough investigation and testing of the home. Some of the sealing products that we use have 20-year warranties on them, so we're pretty confident that once we seal them, they're going to stay sealed unless someone does something inadvertently to break the seals on the duct system.
Right. So. And what, mention some of the other things. I mean, they're really all horrible sounding words to me. And no wonder she was getting sick. What was the second one?
The carbon dioxide. You know, we like to see that to be zero in the house, but we start to trap in things from, you know, automobiles. If your home is sucking in these contaminants, especially in the mornings, you know, all the automobiles, the heavy traffic, if your home's trapping that stuff in, it's going to affect the health of you or your kids, especially young ones. It seems to affect the young and the elderly a lot more than it does younger, stronger.
In my early days as Mrs. Green, when I was really just a rookie and learning and exploring, and many days I still feel like that because I'm always trying to learn, committed to lifelong learning, I always thought, well, except for in the summer, it's fine because you just open the windows and everybody lives happily ever after. Not true.
Yeah, so, well, as our outdoor environment seems to get worse.
Yes,
it's just we expect our indoor environment to be our safe place. Our home's our safe place, you know, but a lot of times it's the area that we spend a lot of our time and it's going to have more an effect on our bodies.
And I think part of the message here, and we'll go back to how Jillian's doing, but is that if you notice a change, that's what I want to say to our listeners, because that's what I'm tuned into. And when I'm grilling people, mostly my friends, I don't just pounce on strangers if they sneeze in front of me yet. But the whole thing about if something starts happening, and I think about this woman that heard one of your presentations at the Arizona Living Economy, no, at the Sustainable Living Forum, and she thought it was her chair. And it was. She ended up getting rid of the chair, and I highly recommended that she call you. But her chair was so, you know, they spray chemicals on it, and there's fire retardant and all that. So if you notice something in your home, you know, the first thing I would do now is call you guys. But if you notice something, some aberration in your normal health, think about your healthy home, and it could be making you sick. So what else is on your list? Did you go through that exhaustive list of poor
probably
Jillian?
Probably the biggest driving force in Brandy's home would be the duct leakage. That was a lot of return duct leakage.
What does that even mean, duct leakage?
So the, you know, your ductworks are usually in the walls or in the attic access. So those
never
are actually siphoning the contaminants that are sitting in your walls, sitting in your attic space, and bringing those into your home and blowing them right on. Her daughter, one of the vents blows basically right on her bed, right where she sleeps. So you're taking those contaminants, these elevated particle counts that are in there, and blowing them right on the poor kid.
So there's that is so wrong. So there's a duct. I know what that is. Okay, and it transports the air.
Correct.
So there's a cut or a hole or something in that, so it's picking things up there in the house that shouldn't be being blown onto that poor kid's face.
Yeah, sucking them right in and blowing them right into our homes.
Oh, my gosh. So then what happened? Did it really start changing right away?
Right away. Within just a couple days, I noticed Jillian was sleeping better. I noticed that when she would get up in the morning, she didn't have the headache. She didn't have the scratchy throat. And that's been several months now, and she hasn't had any health problems since. So, yeah, like night and day difference.
And so she loves Rusted Southwest.
She does.
Oh my gosh. I mean, it's so not funny. And, you know, I think I told you guys, I was interviewing someone, child life specialist from TMC. And I think at least I told Gary, and they were wonderful, passionate about what they do. And they work with kids, really sick kids at TMC. And so I asked very innocently and not looking for an answer. I said, you know, her name was Jordan. I said, Jordan, what are you seeing? Are there any trends? Like, I don't want to say what's trending with childhood diseases, but are you seeing, you know, increases in childhood diseases that are of concern to you? She said, oh, absolutely. And she said, of course, the most obvious one is childhood diabetes. Mm-hmm. It's epidemic in our country, which is so sad. Thank you, fast food. And the second one, she said, and we are shocked at the number of increases in asthma. So I almost came out of my chair, this nut. I'm like, you're kidding. I know, and blah, 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 and indoor air quality. And then I wonder about what happens in schools because they're breathing that air quite a bit. But it's a real issue, folks. That's what I want people to understand. It's making our kids and our elderly, they're the two populations that get it the most, really, really sick. And Tim, I never asked you this, but if I hadn't gotten help for my home, that's how I put it, we don't have allergies. I don't have breathing issues. James doesn't. Would it continue to get worse? Do you have to really be concerned about the acceleration of toxins in your home?
Well, everybody's body is a little different, but you know, over time, that long, just like
exposure
the respiratory,
to
it's
it.
Exposure, yeah. Long-term exposure. So if you can take a house, especially kids, they spend the first 5 years of their life mostly in their homes, and that can have a great – we can't really measure the effect that that's actually having on the child. Or we do a lot of homes in Scottsdale, Phoenix area, and we notice it's a lot of younger moms that are stay-home moms, and they're the ones that are having the health issues. And you think about it, they spend most of their time in their house.
Right.
So it's all coming together. I mean, the science has been there for a long time, but just the education, that's why we love people like Mrs. Green, just to get the word out,
you know,
get the education out there.
It's so funny. Last night at the Sustainable Living Forum, my friend Sheila Kressler Crowley was there from Bookman's, and she talked about ambassadors. And people that have experiences like you and that learned like I did, we really become ambassadors for clean air. I mean, that's, I feel, and she said, Gina is a Bookman's ambassador. I'm a big believer because the first R is reduce. And if you go to Bookman's, you're not buying a new product. You're reducing your consumption by buying something used. I mean, and they're constantly trying to reinvent themselves. What about you know, I want people to understand when you came to our home, paint a picture for us. We always have new listeners. They might not have heard the other podcasts, which I highly encourage them to listen to continue increasing their environmental IQ. But it is non, it is a non-invasive procedure. Doesn't, I sound like a doctor there. To come and have your home evaluated. Tell us what you do, because it really matters. People saying, I'm so busy, I don't have time for that. What are they going to do? What does it take? How much is it going to cost? That's the kind of things that happen to me when I think I have to have something done in the home.
Yeah, so we've tested both your ladies' homes, and I think we probably were there under 2 hours to do a full home analysis.
Like little ghosts.
Yeah, we test duct leakage. We test the tightness, infiltration of the home. We do our particle counts. It's really... You probably wouldn't even notice us if you weren't there watching
us. If it didn't look like E.T. had landed on my front door.
We do have some pretty cool equipment that we bring in.
Yes.
But the equipment we use and it just gives us data that's just the time we live in is wonderful with the machines that we have and the data we can collect. Just within the last year or two, we wouldn't be able to take the samples that we do.
You have the uber ultimate machine. I mean, you do. You have the super machine, and that gets down to the most minute particles. And the other thing we talked about on the last show was how troublesome it is, the things that are impacting our outdoor air quality that you bring in on your shoes. I mean, I've never been one of those take your shoes off when you come in. It would be smart to be that. You know, we had a plumber here the other day, and he was putting on his booties. And I said, you don't have to do that in our house. He goes, oh, yes, I do. You don't know where I was on the last call. And I'm like, thank you. He was so professional, and I appreciated that. But we're bringing contaminants in just from what is on our shoes and on the dirt outside. I mean, that's, people don't think about that. We don't connect all of those dots. And I know our friends, Beth Gorman and the people at Department of Environmental Quality, they're monitoring it and trying to do things, but they get surprises. And these winds that we've had and haboobs and things like that, I mean, the air, the severe weather impacts it too, because the wind stirs everything up. So what were you surprised about, since you know these guys? Were there any big surprises that you said, I cannot believe this? The surprise to me was that it was the vents are blowing on your face, which in the summer you want that. Please, I wish it would blow right on me.
Well, I mean, when Tim and Gary described to me what Tim just mentioned about all this stuff that's essentially blowing down on Jillian's face while she sleeps, I mean, I was horrified. You know, it's my kid. I want her to be healthy and safe.
And she was healthy, and then bam.
Right. So in terms of being surprised, you know, I've known Tim and Gary for quite a long time and know the quality of the work that they do. But I guess I was most surprised by the fact that when they came in and they took care of the ventilation issues and did the duct sealing, the difference right away in the house was, it was unbelievable. Like I said, it was night and day.
You could really tell?
Like the next day. Because, you know, I was so concerned about, oh my gosh, Jillian's allergies are getting worse. She's constantly on medication. And it was just like a switch was flipped. And, you know, she's been perfectly fine since. And even for myself, I've always suffered from headaches, chronic headaches. And I noticed a drastic reduction in the headaches that I get. So I was just surprised at how effective and how fast.
Immediate.
Yes.
How immediate.
Yes.
So I have questions. It's like, this is not in the script, and we don't script ourselves too much anyway. It's like, let's just have a conversation. What are some of your ideas that are outside the box for what we can do to raise awareness? Because my thought immediately went to, air quality should be critical to a home inspection report. You should be, that should be part with what's going on in our county and city with the regulations already. I can imagine if I went down and floated that balloon, I would be escorted out of the building. But is there anything in your thinking that could just help mitigate this? Kids are sicker. Kids are sicker in 2017 when we have all of this possibility and technology and ability to communicate. And they're, you know, juvenile diabetes, we pretty much really do know that. And it is food. It's our compromised food supply. But asthma is horrible, and it's making kids really, really sick. And it's such a disability because of sports. Mm-hmm. And it's, you know, there's a ripple effect. So what are your thoughts on, other than getting more ambassadors out there. And you know, you laugh at me, and I love it, but I'm trying to get you to present in as many places as I can for quality of life for people. It's not, it's very personal to me, having a mental health and working with children all my life background. What are your thoughts about what we can do more to pump up the volume educating people? What are you doing at Rust the Southwest, Tim?
Well, most people call us for air conditioning needs.
Right.
And anybody that gets an AC replacement from us, they get a full home assessment from Rusted Southwest, even if they know it or not. And we grade their homes. We grade the health of their homes.
That's part of your package now?
Well, we're working on packages. We are working on getting them reports on their home. We can't force anybody to do anything to their home, but we do... We do a minimum. We make sure that everybody's home meets the minimum code compliance. A lot of homes don't even meet the minimum code standard for ventilation, but we do that for all the homes. Your home didn't meet code standards for ventilation.
It was devastating. So. Casa Verde. I mean, I was like, what? I know. And Gary had such a look on his face. I'm like, no, it's okay. I can handle the truth. There were no toxins from cleaning products. Let's remember that, because he scared me on that one. And it was a joke, because I said, no, we don't use any toxins. I said, that's terrible, Gary. But that's one thing that you can eliminate on your own, is toxic cleaning materials, which helps. So really, do you have people that you give this report to and they don't do anything? Yes.
All the time.
Oh.
We're working. That's why we're working with people like Brandy. And we're trying just to get the word out there. We're starting really with our customer base. We're fortunate to have a large customer base. We have a lot of people that we can reach directly.
And a good reputation. And then it's like, tell a friend. That's what I said last night. If something good happens to you in an experience like this, tell a friend. What are your thoughts on that, Brandy? I mean, you're out in the community too. There should be more of a public awareness campaign,
right?
Which maybe we could quit our full-time jobs and start on the public awareness campaign. But it's like, it's a challenge.
Yeah. I'm right with you, Gina, when you mentioned being an ambassador. You know, if I hear my mom sneeze, or if somebody tells me, oh, I'm suffering from, you know, allergies all the time, I'm here's Russet's card, give him a call. I would really, in a perfect world, I'd like to see more involvement, particularly from the perspective of kids, more involvement from pediatricians, physicians, you know, things like that, because my thought is, one of the things that got me so concerned with Jillian is, I don't want to keep my kid medicated all the time.
Most good mothers don't.
Right. And this is not, you know, anything against my pediatrician, but I think she would have just kept, you know, keep prescribing medication.
It's what they know.
Exactly. And without even a thought that it's not something that's related to that. So I would love to... Maybe we can partner, Gina, and we can do a campaign
I think that's part of the brainstorming that we'll do, because like with TMC, they're a great partner of ours. I'm working on a concept with El Rio Community Health. Mm-hmm. They impact thousands and thousands of lives. And getting the attention of the physicians, because they are so busy, and is going to be a challenge. But I think that's a great place to start. And even in schools, there might be a way to do that, and we'll figure that out. What about... buildings, Tim. We've never talked about that. I'm assuming that if there are sick homes like Casa Verde, that there will be sick buildings. Do you mostly work with residential?
We mostly work with residential, but we do. I know we're in the process of working with a local customer that has a commercial building that we're working with. We're not doing a lot of that, but. A lot of the ventilation on these buildings is a lot different than with the residential. But we definitely can have programs. We definitely can test commercial buildings. And, I mean, people spend a lot of time at work as well. So
I remember when I first started this, it was so fun. I went on some tours with TEP and, you know, had to wear the hard hat. Sometimes there was construction involved, so I loved that. But they were building new homes. And they were super sealed, like super, super sealed. And it was amazing to me everybody felt great because that will cut down on your energy bills. You're not letting any of the hot air in. But that can be, that's been remedied somewhat, I understand, where you have to let air in, or is it still really something we need to look at?
It's definitely something that needs to be addressed. And in my opinion, they do have minimum code standards, but they're just, you got to have people that are educated enough to test and understand the science behind it and give accurate readings and numbers.
Right.
Because you can have a very energy efficient home, but it could also be a very sick home. So.
And it, right, they're two different things, but that's part of the problem, is not looking at it as a whole system, and that's really scary. Has this dripped onto the people at TEP? I mean, they're open to ideas, and I know you have a great partnership with them, but is that more focused on the energy efficiency sides?
They understand some of that, but it's kind of, I don't know exactly where they would stand on that.
And it's not
part,
their so. Wheelhouse.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? So it's not something that they're going to do. But public awareness, to me, is one of the things. And another thing I thought about, I know there's, I mean, fortunately, my kids do not have asthma. It's a horrible disease. I've read study after study where it is curable. I mean, kids can get rid of asthma. It's not like you have it for the rest of your life. The same with diabetes. I mean, diet and environment can really change that. So that might be another place we can look to partner with people to have an awareness campaign.
Yeah.
So when you do the inspections for the home, and you know, when you're fixing and you do air quality inspection, do they know it? Or do you just give them a report when it's over and you say, surprise, your house
is... Well, we give them literature.
Your house is toxic.
We have some people, we have a questionnaire that our salesmen ask them if they're interested in having a healthier home or better ventilation. And so we don't want to... You got to be careful not to be too pushy.
You do.
Or,
you
like,
really
we
do.
Don't want them to think we're trying to upsell
something else.
Yeah,
I know.
It's really getting the education about how much we actually care about more than just our comfort. We care about the health of your home as well.
Right.
And that's what we're striving for. And I know Mr. Gibson here has been doing this for a long time. And
yes, we have a ghost in the room because we like Gary to come to hear it because he's the first person that got me excited. And there was a story. You know, our just little doll, adorable friend, Megan, does our hair. And she's an amazing human being. And she told me about Gary. And then we met, and I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. That's when I became the zealot. It's like, oh, my gosh, because she was so sick, and her home was making her sick, and she suffered horribly because of what was going on in her home. Tim, think about this, okay? You have. I'll even do like, do. I have to think about it. This is not stump the guest, but what are some of, do you have any recall of or recollection of some really, like, so horrible things that you found that you couldn't believe it when you went in? I always want to know, how bad was it?
Most of the time, you're really surprised. You'll go in the house looks fine. But then you start testing the house. And
it doesn't smell.
It's not really odors. It's things we don't see with the eye. We can't see with the eye.
Things
sometime,
that go thump in the night.
I mean, we've had, and unfortunately, some of the dirtiest, filthiest homes we've seen are the people that have no concern or no care. Obviously, you wonder why. And you can just look in. You said, hey, this is not a healthy environment. But a big part of having a healthy home is routine house cleaning. And, you know, that's always a fun conversation to have with people. But
right. I bet I would love to be on that conversation.
But really,
you
for
need to
the,
clean up your house. Oh.
For most of the normal residential people in Tucson, Arizona, I mean, an hour and a half of testing, a day of work, dramatic change in your house,
and it's that simple,
and the cost is really not that much as well. So
people slay me. It's like the things that, and every one of us has it. There's things that we'll spend a lot of money on, things that we don't. Like, if you want to know one of my things, who wants to ever spend money on tires? I'm like, oh my gosh, I need new tires. Nobody ever wants to spend money on tires. It can be like a week's vacation cabin rental, depending upon the tires. But that can save your life. Because if you have bad tires, it's the way we think. It just seems like such, oh my gosh, I can't believe the tires are bare. But in this case, we have weird conversations with ourselves about what is worth spending money on and what isn't. And I think that's part of it. That's part of what I want to convince people. You know, give up Starbucks for a month because they have cups that they can't recycle now, too. So I'm like, I'm going to get after Starbucks. That's another full-time job after I finish preserving the planet. But it's very much an issue of, for our listeners, rethink it. And the life you save may be your own or your child or your grandchild. I mean, it's a very serious issue. And it's really not that much money. It's absolutely true, especially if you're going to do that. So what else are, is there ever any time where you actually get a, people could have a warning other than sickness? I mean, does it ever smell? That's always my first thing. Like if there's a gas leak, you know it because you can smell it. But mostly it's really, it's the, what you call it, the silent, I don't want to say killer, but the silent sickener.
Yeah, it is. It's very, it could be very deceiving, especially people buy, you buy it. People that are buying new homes today, they get a nice energy efficient home. And we've met with people, talked to people. They just don't feel good ever since they moved into these new homes.
And so it is, it's very deceiving. House. I know, it just bugs me. But we're doing our best to do it. And our show numbers are going up and people are listening more. And great. And the other part is the community, connecting with the community. And it's not just something I share in Tucson, I share it in Phoenix. And we just need more ambassadors and help with the education piece of it. So time flies when you're having fun. I want to remember everybody to tell you, you can find out at Russ at Southwest. And Tim, you don't have to have anything wrong. People can just call you, even if they're not a Russ at Southwest customer, and get an inspection.
Correct.
Correct?
Yeah, okay. We'd love to inspect anybody's home, and once their home inspected, give us a call. We'll get
and
it set up.
It's more and more. It's migraines. That's another one. All of those things, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Sick kids, asthma. Okay, our next Mrs. Green's World show on September 12th. People, listen to me. It is such a good show. I recorded it last week. Premal Shah and Kathleen Bennett from Kiva, one of the oldest micro-lending organizations. Brandy's shaking her head. They do good stuff all
yeah,
over the world,
amazing.
Including the United States. It's beyond charity. It's micro-lending. And you, the whole model blows me away. 97% repayment rate on those microloans.
Yeah.
I mean, they're the real deal. And on September 14th, Jason Laros is coming to us from the city of Tucson. And the city's got solar. They're not just promoting it. They're putting it on their buildings. And I think that'll be great. So both of you, thanks for being with us. Brandy, thanks for sharing your story. I'm glad that Jillian is healthy. And everybody, you can check them out at russetsouthwest.com. And their Facebook page is Russet Southwest Corp. C-O-R-P, right?
That's right.
Okay.
Great. Thank
everybody,
you, Gina.
Thank you. Make
thank
it a great,
Gina.
Green, healthy day. And think about having your home inspected. Thanks for being a part of Mrs. Green's World.